Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
It is indeed that time of the morning on the Friday Daily, where the one and only Kevin Suarez, TWSCR's resident film critic, joins me in the studio. Kevin, how are you doing?
Good morning, Julia. How are you doing? I'm good. Sorry, yeah, no, that's a better way to start it. I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Your film this week is very appropriate for, you know, considering it's International Women's Day. What did you see? Can you tell us about it?
I am reviewing Captain Marvel. So it's the latest Marvel film, and it's starring Brie Larson in the role of Carol Danvers, otherwise known as Captain Marvel. I thought that it was a fairly decent movie. Are you much of a superhero fan?
I can't say I am, but now, for sure, after this film, I mean, come on, Brie Larson. I love her. She's great.
She's great in everything. Like, I first watched her in Community, and I thought, she's going to go far. And she didn't even last a season before getting her first Hollywood gig. So she definitely deserves to be headlining something like Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. I thought that the script was excellent. I thought that it really keeps the standard of the previous Marvel films of it having very serious moments, but also having a very quirky and very goofy sense of humor as well. And goofy senses of humor is something that I really appreciate in movies. And I also thought that the acting really matched up with the script writing as well as the directing. I thought across the board, Samuel L. Jackson, Brie Larson, Ben Mendelsohn, I thought that they all did an excellent job. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but one of the best pairings of the film is Samuel L. Jackson and an orange cat. I thought this looks terrible.
Wow.
This doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere. But I thought at the end of the movie, I thought it actually worked out. But I'm not going to give too many spoilers about
that on-screen chemistry.
I can't believe Samuel L. Jackson. He has on-screen chemistry.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Including a cat.
He can have chemistry with, you know, a toad. He can do it all.
He can. I also thought that it pulls. I thought it was a good idea to pull a couple of twists that will throw off even the most ardent of comic book fans, because the movie itself loosely adapts from an existing comic book, the Kree-Skrull War from decades ago, but it does put in its own twists on the story just to make it a bit more fresh so that, you know, it's not something that the big fans have already read before. And also thought that if someone like you, Julia, has been converted into wanting to find out more about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it works very well as a starting point, and because it's one of the earliest films in the chronology of the entire series. So then you can start then and from there go off to the other movies in the series. Also, I thought, it's as I mentioned earlier, very important role for this movie, as young women will want to have their own sort of hero on the screen. And it's the first solo Marvel female-led Marvel film after Ant-Man and Wasp, but, you know, it was shared with Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly. And also, for fans behind the scenes as well, as I mentioned, a director, there's a first female director working for Marvel now. So I thought, you know, I hope that it encourages more people to sort of get interested in, more women to get more interested in, you know, superhero movies as well.
Yeah, well, considering how much exposure Marvel gets and how broad their reaches. I mean, all those little girls watching, that's just, I mean, it's sad that we even have to talk about it.
It is.
Like a, you know, oh, it's new and this is groundbreaking, blah, blah, blah. But those girls who are, you know, growing up with this now, that's fantastic. They can see themselves in those, if they aspire to be, you know, anything, I guess.
They have been behind the curve a bit because, you know, DC's got Wonder Woman already out and Supergirl has been going on for about 5 years now. So Marvel sort of in this regard has to play catch up with DC. I can't believe I'm saying that, but yeah, they do. But that being said, the one issue that I did have with the movie is that it does sort of start stealing a couple of plot points from previous Marvel films, such as Guardians of the Galaxy and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, like, if you've been watching those and you're a big fan of those, then you'll sort of see where the directors and the writers have sort of been nicking some of the plot points from them. So,
oh,
but
wow.
It's not as groundbreaking as the previous couple of Marvel films.
Well, I guess you can't be original always, hey?
Yeah, especially when it comes
will,
to, yeah.
Yeah, there will be a crossover, I guess, yeah. All right, yeah. And anything else you didn't like, or is it...
No, that's pretty much it. Like, broadly speaking, I would say that Captain Marvel is a good film.
Yes,
thumbs up. Thumbs up, definitely getting thumbs up from me.
Well, you heard it here first. Thumbs up from Kevin Suarez, Captain Marvel. It's out in cinemas now. You can catch it. So there you go. If you're an aspiring, you know, you want to be a superhero, whatever your deal is, just check it out for sure.